Hello, one and all. I forgot that I didn't record this. Here we go. I, like every month, I go, oh, I gotta ramble. And then I go, about what? Fucking no. I am not using my mic right now. This month has been... son of a bitch, it's like every month I'm like, let me tell you about what a nightmare this month has been. And look, the months usually are not nightmares. The months usually are just stressful for me. And it is what it is, and it impedes my work. And I'm sitting outside and there is a big ass moth just flew in my face. So, anyway, I... had some coyote. Oh, I can tell this is going to be a real distracted recording session. Anyway, I fucked up my voice in the beginning of the month recording an audio that you will hopefully, no promises, hopefully get next month. It's going to require a lot of editing and a lot of re-records because it is very accent heavy in an accent that I am not particularly good at. And, you know, I just don't want to sound like a complete and utter dumbass. So, but anyway, yes it is. Anyway, let's collect myself. I lost my voice doing that. And I was like, oh, that'll be perfect for this other audio. But then my voice was so fucked up that I just wasn't working. But anyway, and then that spiraled into me just actually getting sick. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. It's happened to me like twice and it's unfortunate. And then it just kind of made editing real slow. And also, my best friend's birthday was this month, and she is a freak and a half about birthdays in the best way. But I was like, oh, I gotta do something real special. So there was a lot of like planning and prep for that. And, that took up a lot of my time and I barely scraped by the last second. You ever have like just a long fucking time to plan for something and then like nothing gets done until it's time to turn it in? That's kind of what happened. And it was just a lot to do and a lot that ended up not getting done. And what did get done was not polished in the slightest. I had so many plans. Anyway, so all of that made things take a little bit of extra time. And, but I'm a little bit nervous because I haven't really had a chance to, I try to do, like proof listens before I post. And I feel like every time I haven't, I have been like, it's fine. And then I've gone back to listen to it and be like, just to make sure. And then there will just be a clip that gets cut off randomly, or like you'll hear me like sneeze separately in the background while I'm giving, like, I'm like doing something unladylike that I just forgot to edit out. It's just two me's layered on top of each other, or like at just so much random shit. And I'm like, oh, cool. It would have been awesome to learn that I had fucked that up 10 hours ago. I did do proof listens this time. Unfortunately, I did them on 0 hours of sleep. I had been awake for... Hmm. 24 hours. I think it had been around 24 hours. But either way, I was actively nodding off while I listened to them. And I think maybe some things might have slipped through the cracks. I'm a little bit nervous about that. So I'm going to give them another read or listen and figure it out. If you ever hear a fuck up in that, it's because I was a moron and didn't give it one final listen through. I don't know how some people don't do that. I really, really don't. I have heard several other performers be like, yeah, it's just, you know, I just do it. And then I put it out. And I don't understand, because some of them like have sound effects in it. And I'm like, how do you put like footsteps walking up the stairs? What the heck? No, you're a liar. And they're like, no, I'm not a liar. And then I hear a bunch of other mistakes in them. And I'm like, no, I guess you're not. But not all the time. Sometimes they're just perfect. And I guess I'm just bad at my job. Anyway. You can have the rest of the mac and cheese. Sorry, this is my best friend Gertie. Say hi. Hi.
You're
enjoying all the porn. I've never heard it. I hope you could hear that, or it's just going to be me laughing really loudly in your ears. Maybe some internal bleeding going on. Anywho, what else is there to say? You can't see it, but I'm kicking my leg up really high. And I... Yes? I'm being too loud. It's really pretty out here. And surprisingly not buggy. Anyway. How have you guys been? Has it been a fun August? Has it been sweltering where you are too? Because it is fucking nasty here. I am very excited for August. And in August, I'm very excited for autumn. I'm sure I've said that before. I am a very, I'm like a two-trick pony. You know what? It's actually pretty much, it's like almost exactly the kind of weather that I was like picturing for the heart audio. So there's some atmosphere for you. I want to I want to expand the accents that I'm trying to pull off, because I have like two new ones that I'm trying to pull out of my ass for like future audios, like future audios that I plan on posting within the next like 2 months. Of course, planning with me is never a surefire thing. You know what? I'm gonna say this because I feel like I just want to put it out there. I know that I'm not great at getting my workout on time. I know I'm really not great. I have really slid back on that. I just have like allowed myself to get too distracted by shit. But in my personal life, I'm a lot better at keeping up with that kind of stuff. Just to let you know that I'm not a total mess, you know, when it comes to being like, oh yeah, I'll do this thing. I'm a much more reliable person. It's really when it just comes to kind of like work shit that I'm like, I don't know. Just to clear up any confusion, because I'm embarrassed. I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, this month was kind of a whirlwind of just like, stuff is happening. Oh, wait, no, I guess it's not. A lot of stuff is happening. Oh my God, I gotta get the audios out. Oh, you know what we're heading into, though? We're heading into spooky audio season. And what's unfortunate is that most of my spooky audio ideas are like rape based, which I'm not allowed to do on Patreon. And a lot of, I mean, just generally a lot of my audios before I got caught, honestly, were, had strong elements of that. And then I gotta take them down, and, or had to take them down. I was like struggling to figure out what else to do. But anyway, a lot of my like spooky audios, I'm like, well, is that kind of scary to be raped, right? Well, like, that's not like the best time a person could have. I mean, I guess in porn it ends up working out, but I gotta figure a way around that. But just CNC, I can do that. Sorry to all the people that don't like it. There's just, it's inevitable. And don't worry, I'll throw in some very sweet stuff too. I've tried to, because sometimes I'm like, sometimes a story just works better when there isn't really a lot of like intimacy involved, you know? But I'm not particularly good at those. I've tried. Depending on what it is, I can do it okay. But also, I feel like that's not really my audience. And I want to be able to maintain my, you know, like creativity. And like, I want to be able to tell the stories that I want to tell. But I also don't want to just shift. Oh my goodness, a gremlin is looking right at me. She's gone. But I want to be able to like maintain my creative freedoms. But I also don't want to like drive away a bunch of people who were like, oh. So I don't know. I feel like it's kind of towing a fine line, but I should, you know what I should do is I should make another, like form soon, like a Google form, like make a poll or a questionnaire and be like, what do y'all fucking want? Cause I should just get into the habit of asking that, like at least probably like twice a year. Cause I haven't done that in a while and I'm really not sure like what the people are clamoring for. Maybe I'll do it and everyone will be like, I hate consensual non-consent, and I'll just shut down my whole Patreon because what to do if I don't know. I feel like that's just such a good like storytelling device. Sometimes it's confining, but hello moth, please don't hit me in the face. Oh, you were so close. Oh, you little bitch. Oh, you're beautiful. Fly away. Thank you. I don't get why people are scared of moths. I don't want them to hit me, okay, like that. I don't want them to, like, get all up in my grill. But it's cute. It's just like a fluffy butterfly. Although my best friend is afraid of butterflies, but that was due to a traumatic event. I don't really think most people would be able to say something like that inspired the fear. Sorry if you're afraid of moths. I don't understand it. Explain to me why. Because so far, none of it's made any sense. You know what I don't like? Camel crickets. Fuck camel crickets. We had so many of them in my basement growing up. And my parents would always say, you know, they're way more scared of you than you are of them. And I would say, well, then why do they jump on my body when I come down the stairs? Why do they do that? Because they're little monsters. That's why. They're little fucking demons. They're just assholes. They're bullies. And this is my house. And now I recognize that I was being immature, but I also, if one touches me, I will scream like a seal. They're little fucking like pea bodies and big stupid, like, it's gross. So this is, I guess, kind of the ramble that you're getting this month. Congratulations. You've won a prize. I hope you can hear me over the sounds of the August night. What else is there to say? A question I ask myself every single month. If it was any of y'all's birthday, happy birthday! How does it feel to be older and creakier and not necessarily closer to death? Because I don't know exactly who I'm talking to. But how does it feel? I should probably go inside. Because I can't tell if that was a bug or just my anxiety. I'm a little worried about mosquitoes. Not typhoid fever, but I did watch a little documentary. But have you all ever read the Dear America books? Probably not. But if you read the Dear America books, I feel like you would understand. They're just fun. They're just a fun, good time. I feel like they're a little bit sexist. Not in a way that I fucking give a shit. But there's the, like, boy version of the books. Because the whole thing is that, I'm sure this is enthralling to hear about. But the whole thing is that they are these, like, fake diaries from, like, kids from all these different, you know, times in history in, like, the U.S., and they're graphic, man. They are, they like don't hold back. And there is the boy version that's called like, My Name is America, you know, and it's a little just fucking 10-year-old drummer boy, and he's like, toot, 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 here I go, off to war, off to watch a man's like leg and penis get blown to smithereens. I write home in my scrawl, you can barely fucking read it because I was a farmhand. I get a letter back, my brother is dead, not from the war, he just sucked, like, it just and then there's the girl version, which is called Dear America. And I'm like, why am I not America? I mean, I know why, but like, you know, again, I'm not bothered. I think it's funny and great. And they really are very, it was kind of the main way that I liked to learn about history as a kid, because there would just be, there was one that was the Revolutionary War, and it was called The Winter of Red Snow. You can probably guess why. If you can't, I'll give you specifics. It is because, not the battle necessarily, it's because all the soldiers had been walking for so long and their shoes had kind of fallen apart and they just left all these like bloody footprints in the snow for miles and miles and miles. And then the main girl, she's like 11 or 12, and she meets Martha Washington and her sister goes with her to go to one of the like little hospitals, and the sister comes back traumatized. The sister's like 16. She comes back traumatized and she's like, well, I watched like three men die and here is exactly how it happened. First, their legs got sawed off. Then they choked on the bullet they were supposed to clinch to stop them from screaming, and the men just kept sawing away at their bones and they just shat and pissed and gasped and died, and I'm 16 and I want a husband, but not that one because he has no teeth and he's missing an arm, but I guess that's who I'm getting because he took the jacket that I embroidered with my name in it. But I guess, you know, it ended up working out in that sort. Anyway, I'm so sorry. This is what happens when I have no plan. And I feel like most of you are used to this by now. But for anyone new, hello. Thank you for giving me your money. I apologize for the product you're receiving. Unless you like it, in which case, fabulous taste. I should probably go because I do believe a mosquito just bit my leg. Really don't like that. I got a spider bite the other night. Not into that either. So I'm gonna go inside. I bid you adieu. I have audios coming out next month. Obviously. I hope that you like them. And no promises on this front, but I will try and get some Safe for Work ones out too. Safe for Work ones that y'all haven't even heard before, because I know I do that a lot, where I'm like, oh, look at this new, it's a new audio for everybody, and it's just what you guys have heard before, like missing the sexy bits, and I'm like, God, I'm so productive. Anyway, I have new stuff that I'm working on. What the hell kind of bug is that? Oh, it's a big frog.